'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply take me life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, trust him more. Oh, I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Okay, and we have a special from Judy.
Time and time again, I call on Jesus, and time again, he heard my prayer. For time and time again, my heart was weary, and I found that Jesus was there. Time and time again, he said, and I can't see it real good, sorry. He understood, then I thought I couldn't. He said that I could, he will keep me faithful. He said that he would, time and time again. Time and time again, he walked the valleys, and time again, the sheep would stray. And time again, he climbed the hillside, till calling back to the way. Time and time again, he understood. Then I thought I said that he would time and time again. Time and time again, he said he loved me, and time again, he proved it so. For time and time again, he has forgiven and shown me the right way to go. For time and time again, he understood. Then when I thought I couldn't, he said that I could. He will keep me faithful. He said that he would time and time again.
Okay, we're going to sing another congregational, Forever.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever, for he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. To the setting sun, his love endures forever, and by the grace of God we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever.
Here we're going to sing, Are You Washed in the Blood? Take your time.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Okay, and Larry Johnston, you're up.
In the praises a while ago, we missed an important one. The Christmas carols the other night. The faces on the Chisholms when we were in their house was heartwarming. I have a poem called The Wanderer by Robert Service. I wish that I could understand the moving marvel of my hand. I watch my fingers turn and twist, the subtle bending of my wrist, the dainty touch of finger touch, the steel intensity of grip, a tool of exquisite design. I wish with pride, I think, it's mine, it's mine. And then there's the wonder of my eyes, where hills and homes and seas and skies and waves of light converge and pass and point and paint themselves upon a glass. Line, form, and color live in me. I am the beauty that I see. Ah, I could write a book of sighs about the wonder of my eyes. And what a wonder of my heart. It plays so faithfully its part. I hear it running, sound and sweet. It does not seem to miss a beat. Between the cradle and the grave, it never falters, staunch and brave. Alas, I wish I had the art to tell the wonder of my heart. Then, oh, how can I explain the wondrous wonder of my brain? That marvelous machine that brings all consciousness of wonderings, that let me from myself leap out and watch my body walk about. It's hopeless. All my words are vain to tell the wonder of my brain. But do not think, O patient friend, who reads these stanzas to the end, that I myself would glorify. You're just as wonderful as I. And all creation in our view is quite as marvelous as you. Come, let us on the seashore stand and wonder at a grain of sand, and then into the meadow pass and marvel at a blade of grass. Or cast our vision high and far and thrill with wonder at a star. A host of stars, night's holy tent, huge glittering of wonderment. If wonder is in great and small, then what of him who made it all, in eyes and brain and heart and limb. Let's see the wondrous work of him. In house and hill and sward and sea, in bird and beast and flowering tree, in everything from sun to sod, the wonder and the awe of God.
We're going to move on to this. Just this song fits with his reading. We're going to move on to How Great Thou Art. You guys want to come and sing with me? So, How Great Thou Art.
Some wonder consider.
going to go ahead and sing I Stand in Awe.
Beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your beyond description, majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, from whom all praise is due. I stand in awe. Description, yet God crushed you for my sin. In agony and deep affliction, cut off that I may enter in. Who can grasp such tender compassion? Who can fathom this mercy so free? Beautiful beyond description, Lamb of God who died for me. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, from whom all praise is due, I stand.
Stacy has a special for us. That will remain. For us this evening too. That was so beautiful, Stacy. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have another fifth Sunday sing, and so I'm not going to sing a song again. But I do want to share one with you. This is the first song that God ever gave to me. It was back in 2008 after Sandy had had her craniotomy. And we were coming home from St. Louis, and she made the comment. She said, as dangerous as that surgery was and all the things that could have gone wrong that didn't, she said, you know, I was never afraid. She said, I put all of my faith, all of my trust in God, and I was just never afraid. Well, we got home that night, and I was reading in Mark's gospel and came upon the story of Jairus, the synagogue leader whose daughter Jesus raised from the dead, and how Jesus told him, he says, do not be afraid, just believe. Well, it just kind of, I thought, okay, this isn't a coincidence. And the whole next day, at just don't be afraid, just believe, just kept going over and over. And like I said, I didn't realize what was going on because this was, like I say, the first song that God gave me. And so that evening I got in the house and I said, just leave me alone for a few minutes. And I went in and sat down and he gave me the verses and the music and everything for it. And nobody up here has heard it or anything. So anyway, I'd just like to share the words with you that God laid on my heart that day. Jairus came to Jesus. His daughter was so sick. I know that you can heal her. Please come quick. They told him, don't trouble the teacher, for your daughter, she is dead. But Jesus turned to him and said, don't be afraid, just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe. She's only sleeping, you will see. Don't be afraid. just believe. There will be wars and rumors of wars, and earthquakes, famines, and disease. That I say these things, be not concerned, for they all must come to pass before I will return. Don't be afraid, just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe. God is in control. Don't be afraid. Jesus conquered death and walked out of the tomb. He came to his disciples inside of a locked room. He showed them his hands and feet and the wound deep in his side. And as they knelt down and cried, he reassured them, "Don't be afraid, just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe. I am with you always to the very end of the age. Don't be afraid, just believe." And don't be afraid, just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe. God is in control. You will see. Don't be afraid, just believe. Thank you.
Okay, we have a couple more songs. There's Something About That Name and Holy Ground. We're going to sing those together tonight.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the Jesus. presence on holy ground. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. Let us pray. Jesus now, we are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Amen. Okay, and Steve, you have a reading for us?
Anytime we do these Fifth Sunday Sings and we talk about having readings, there's a person that always comes to my mind, and I want to share this tonight just kind of as a somewhat a message, but also just something to make us think about the difference that our life makes on other people. It's entitled Growing Older. Lord, help me to grow older the way You'd have me be, not to gripe and complain, but to age gracefully, to keep my feelings to myself, not tell of every ache and pain, to count each day a blessing in sunshine and in rain, to remind myself all that's good comes only from above, sent by a merciful God who blesses those He loves. Help me love my fellow man, to try to wear a smile, to make this world a better place by being here a while. So when I leave this world, those I have known will say, I remember her not for what she had, but for what she gave away. Maurice Tolson used to, I'm not going to make it through this. She used to have that reading memorized, and she's, I don't know how many times I heard it. I know you guys have heard it too. But I think about that, and it was lived out. And when I thought about tonight, as I'm sitting here and I'm looking over this, thinking about reading this tonight to share it, to go along with what I said today in the message, that today is the day that God has blessed us with, that we need to take and live out today to make a difference in people's lives. We only have so much time to do that. We have the opportunity tonight, and all the songs that we're saying and the poems that were read, our praises to God, but when you walk out of this building, you are a praise to God as well. The life that you live today, tomorrow, the next day is the praise to Him. That's what we're called to do. That's what we have not just been called to do, but we have the opportunity, the blessing to do that. It's what God has given us the opportunity to do. I was reading back through a story earlier today, thinking about tonight. I've preached on it a couple times probably here. It's the Ethiopian eunuch and about how far he traveled from Egypt to Jerusalem to where he purchased the book of Isaiah. And all of that travel, he still didn't find what he was looking for until on his way home. And when Philip was called to go to that place, and he met him on that desert road, before Philip walked up, we know that the Ethiopian eunuch is sitting there, and he's reading the book of Isaiah, and he doesn't understand. God had brought him all that distance and he still just did not understand. Why have you brought me this distance? And I still don't understand. Have you ever asked yourself that? Have you ever been to a point in your life to where you just think, God, I've come a long ways and I don't know that I'm any closer. And then all of a sudden something happens. And I read a quote this week. It says, your journey is never a waste if it leads you closer to Jesus. Growing old gracefully. Living our life the way God wants us to will draw us closer to Him. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes it's not going to be fun. Sometimes it's going to be work. But we are able to draw closer to Him and draw others to Him as well. And it's never a waste. No matter what effort you put into it, when it brings you closer to Him, when it brings someone else closer to Him, it's never a waste. Is that all we got? Okay, we're going to go ahead. Thank you so much for sharing tonight. And I'm going to close this in prayer. We will not have Wednesday night service this week, with it being the New Year's Day. And my son will be in town. So... him and Marissa will be here, and that'll be their last night before they take off. Yeah. He's close. Man, is he close. She kind of tips it over to where he might be now. But anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much just for the opportunity to be in your house. We just, Lord, just to feel your presence. Lord, it's always worth it. Lord, help us to see that. Help us to live for you, to love for you, to grow closer to you. In your name we pray. Amen.